Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Well, our readings today are full of theological content. And over the centuries, people have carefully weighed every nuance and considered every possibility of their meaning. And our faith is a living faith, and theologians continue to bring more understanding to us, which is a really good thing. Now, good theology is truth about the truth about the truth. Good theology presents the truth about Scripture, and Scripture contains the truth about Jesus. And Jesus told us that he is the way and the truth and the life. So good theology can offer a pathway to live our lives with God and with each other. And it all starts with knowing the stories about God found in Scripture. And in this, our morning's collect, we pray for the ability to inwardly digest the Scriptures. So we're asking God's help to engage with the Bible in such a way that we embrace it, that we even consider it nourishment, and that it becomes a part of us. Now, inwardly digesting doesn't mean we have an encyclopedic understanding of Scripture, and it's not a process to catalog and finalize all the details either. And inwardly digesting is certainly not about being able to criticize and repudiate somebody else's theology. Inwardly digesting is having Scripture on our hearts, not just in our minds. There's also this theme of sacrifice, and particularly Jesus' sacrifice in our readings today. And over the last 2,000 years, there's been a lot of thought given to this, and books written about the theology of sacrifice, and arguments made, and theologians' friendships have been ruined. The church has even broken into different denominations over theological understandings. But you can all sigh a breath of relief. I am not going to try to cover 2,000 years of theological study in the next 5 to 8 minutes. Church leaders and great theologians had conflicting thoughts and came to different conclusions on many aspects of Christianity. And that continues today. So how do we take what we know of Scripture and move forward with it? How can we inwardly digest it and write it on our hearts? Well, fortunately, our Anglican theology and our Episcopal practices give us many ways to do this. And right now, all of us, we are right in the middle of remembering Jesus' sacrifice for us. Our Mass, or the Eucharistic worship, is saying thank you to Jesus for his life's teaching and his sacrifice on the cross for us. Because we know the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So when we all gather for worship, we are thanking Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross, that complete and final sacrifice to bridge the gap that sin created between God and all of us. And as we hear in the letter to the Hebrews, and if you didn't hear it the first time, I hope you hear it this time. God said, I will remember their sins and lawless deeds no more. God doesn't remember our sins because of Jesus' sacrifice that took care of all our sins. And then it says, there is no longer an offering or a sacrifice needed because of Jesus. God doesn't remember our sins. Jesus took care of that 2,000 years ago. That is amazing. That is great news. Because of Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection, God overcame sin for us and no longer remembers them. Yay! I mean, this is really, really good news. And I think we just hear it, you know, and we're just like, uh-huh. Sometimes, or a lot of the time, we go through our worship rote, like we're on automatic pilot. You know, that's the challenge of something familiar. We just kind of get carried away with the rhythm, with the familiar words, and we daydream. It is a spiritual discipline to stay focused on what is happening during our worship. You know, what happens here in this hour and a half or so during our Eucharistic service, during our Thanksgiving service, is our shared life. And it is so much more than this old familiar thing that we do. This time together is when we breathe in and soak up and embrace and gratefully remind ourselves of Jesus' life and his sacrifice to overcome anything and all the things that separate us from God. And this is so amazing, and we count on it. And sometimes this incredible truth fades because we're just so familiar with it. This morning and every Eucharistic service, you know, we open in prayer, we read scripture, we hear a sermon, we recite the summary of our beliefs, and then together we acknowledge our sinfulness and our need for the forgiveness of our sins. We do this to be ready to receive communion. And Jesus taught all of his disciples and us today that we really need to be in a right relationship with each other before we even bring our gifts up to the altar. And that's why we exchange the peace with each other. You know, saying the peace is so much more than saying hello. It really is a time to wish each other Christ's peace, and if need be, to apologize for anything we might have done wrong. Passing Christ's peace is reconciling with each other for the things we've done or we didn't do, or things that we know we said or did, or that we aren't even aware of. Passing the peace is an opportunity for mutual forgiveness. And then we offer our sacrifice. We offer back to God those elements of bread and wine that we use in communion. I mean, these are simple, basic foods that Jesus used symbolically as his body and blood that was going to be sacrificed on the cross. And these elements are made sanctified or made holy for us by the Holy Spirit during our Eucharistic service. This Thanksgiving meal where we remember Jesus. So our worship this morning is a remembrance of all of God's saving acts. And through our words and our actions, we get to remember or summon back up the event of Jesus' sacrifice from the past, and we get to bring it right into the present moment. In our remembering and with the presence of the Holy Spirit, the bread and wine become for us the spiritual food of Christ's body and blood. I mean, this meal empowers us to be transformed into the body of Christ. And we get to carry on Jesus' work of accepting people, forgiving people, and loving people. And then at the end, we're sent out to do the work, to leave this place nourished and restored and ready to carry on Jesus' redemptive work of love. So right now, We are in the middle of remembering Jesus' sacrifice. We are living our theology. We're sharing our common life together, and we're coming face to face with the truth of Scripture, with Jesus. You know, and we're trying to do all this and take it all in while we continue to hold on to the hope of everlasting life that Jesus says we have through his sacrifice. Our theology tells all of us, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we fully can experience God's love. That's really good theology. Amen?
Amen.
Did I hear you, Carl? Amen.